First, thank you so much for coming down to the 680 News Studios, especially in this cold weather.
Oh, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
You know, it's first off, I should say congratulations on the Juno nomination.
Thank you.
You must be thrilled with that.
Yeah, pretty excited. Wasn't expecting that at all.
Well, how does it feel, though, when, you know that you are, getting that much respect, not just from your peers, but, I mean, the single's doing so well, and then, you get a nomination like that, too, at Canada's biggest music award. That's got to be something.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing feeling. Really, honestly, I was so shocked with the, how this single, it did. Mm-hmm. I was so shocked at how people were loving it so much. And for me, as a new artist, it's really overwhelming. I don't even know how to describe how I feel because I don't even know. It's surreal. I feel like I'm in a dream.
I mean, they're playing it everywhere. I mean, when I flip on, whether it be Much or whatever, I mean, it's always on in some way, shape, or form.
I know. I know. It's really great.
Where's the strangest place you've heard your song?
The strangest place.
Yeah, like somewhere you just didn't think you'd hear it, and you're going, oh my goodness, they're even playing it here.
In Poughkeepsie. In Poughkeepsie, New York.
What?
Yes, in Poughkeepsie.
Wow.
In Poughkeepsie, New York, I went and I did a radio show there, mm-hmm. and it was crazy. I had no idea that this place existed. It was crazy.
Because I was just about to say, what the hell place is that?
Poughkeepsie, New York. Look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up. But again, though, congratulations. How much has that single sold so far?
Well, I went platinum, so...
Bravo.
Yeah, I just got my platinum plaque.
I was just going to ask you, so when did they do this? When did they do the whole ceremony?
My birthday. My birthday was January 14th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And they surprised me as I was blowing my cake mm-hmm. with my plaque. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, it was crazy. It was so amazing.
Oh, well, I'm so happy for you. Well, look, we got to, let the audience know a little bit more about you and what you're all about in your music. And, really the simplest question to always start something like this is the love of music. Where did that all begin?
Honestly, it came since I was a baby. I've always, always, always listened to music. Even when I was 3, I was jamming to Michael Jackson. So my mom has the videotape. It's hilarious. I thought I was Billie Jean. So it really came about that. I started singing very, very young, and my mom she was like, you know what? I got to do something with this. She has a really good voice. So she started putting me in voice lessons, piano lessons. I started going to choirs, doing pageants, talent shows, and went on to do weddings, everything. You name it, I've done it. So, yeah, it really started from there.
But when did you really start to get serious? I mean, there's one thing. I mean, as kids, we all do different things, whether we learn how to play piano or anything else. But when did it really start to get serious that this isn't just going to be some hobby where you work days and then nights you go to a karaoke place and just start singing?
Well, honestly, it was always my dream. Mm-hmm. This is what I've always wanted to do. It's really the only thing that makes me really happy. So it's always been a dream, and I've really, it's been a long time coming. I started working with CP Records as when I first got the job, but then I'm like, yes, maybe this is my in. I had it with an intention. So I started working there as an assistant, and then I just gave my demo to Sal, and he goes, this is not bad. I really like this. He's like, how would you like to feature on Danny Fernandez's album? So I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then I did that, and then he's like, okay, I think we have something good going on, so let's go.
I want to talk a little bit about with CP Records. CP Records, to me, is probably one of the premier labels that really works with Canadian talent. I want to talk about what's your experience been with them?
They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. They work hard. They pretty much, they just develop you. They develop everything about you, such as your look, your music, they're really close. We're like a family, so it's good. If something you're not happy with, you don't need to be scared to go and bring it to them, because if you don't like something, they'll make sure to adjust it so that you're happy, and vice versa. So we really work as a team, and it really works well.
What was it like for you, though, going through that process? And because here you are, you have your ideas probably beginning and thinking, oh, it's going to be like this and that. Yeah. And then the hard work came
in. No, totally not. Because I started doing a lot of soul music, like Mariah Carey type of style. And, and you know, so it took a while for me to find my own sound. It really, really, really took a while. And once we started doing a lot of recordings, this cute little sound started coming out of me, and that's how it came about. So it was really, that's really what was hard, was finding my own sound.
But with this new single, though, you really helped develop that R&B but / European sound. And when I say that, I mean, sometimes when people say Euro or whatever, they think techno and all this other stuff. But you've really been able to develop a certain sound that kind of transcends ages. Do you know what I mean? Like, the older folks can hear that, and they're just like, oh,
it's
I remember
soothing.
When. Exactly.
It's very soothing and relaxing, and that's what I love. When I hear a record, I do not want to feel like, oh, my God. I want to feel, oh, perfect. You know what I mean?
But so, how much the writing do you get a chance to contribute to?
On this album, I have co-written, but obviously I work with producers and writers for my first album. It's definitely something in the future that I want to do more of. But I've done about 10% of the co-writing.
Okay. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, but what is it that you hope that you are going to represent through your music?
I really hope to bring timeless music back. Like from Sade days when you just, I want, when you put on my record, you press play, you can hear it 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, and it still sounds current. That's what I want.
You know, you've got this massive fan base that seems to be growing. What have fans said to you about what you've done and what you represent?
You know what? My fans, what they love most about me is my energy. I have a very positive energy. I'm all about being positive. I don't want to hear any negativity. I do not like that. I want everybody to be happy because life is so short. You got to be happy in life.
And I was going to ask you, too, what are the chances for you? And this is another thing. It seems to be with CP Records more than anybody else. Y'all got this fashion sense going down there. Like, do you all sit around and you're just going like, yeah, okay, I'm going to wear that. You're going to wear that. Like, seriously, everybody is always dressed to the nine over there.
Yeah, I know. I guess we like clothes. Let me tell you, I love clothes. So that doesn't come from CP. It comes from Mia.
And I was going to say, you do have a very, very, very beautiful fashion sense. Where does
Thank
that come
you.
From for you?
Oh, myself.
Yourself?
Yeah. I've always dressed. I think I've always dressed nice. I shouldn't say I have, but I love fashion. I look at every single magazine and watch every single fashion show. So,
do you think that's something you may get into also once, you know, you've got the albums going?
It's
and
already on its way.
Interesting.
In the mix. I can't talk about it yet, but it's in the mix.
Ah, very nice. What about acting? Any chance on that happening too?
I would definitely love that. That's definitely something I want to do.
Where do you see yourself, though, in the future? Do you see yourself still as a performer, or do you even see yourself maybe taking, you know, behind the desk?
In the next 10 years, I would like to see myself having an artist like myself and to develop her. I want a girl. I would really like to do that. Really just take a girl and develop her and make her a superstar.
But for now, though,
For now, I'm focusing on me.
On you. And, of course, we have the Juno Awards. What are you looking forward to most about being at the Junos, especially here?
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to be in Toronto. Looking just forward to spend time with my friends and to see my family there and, you know, rooting for me and see the whole Canadian industry come together.
Now, any chance, I know it's so early, but have they made any negotiations with you about performing at the Junos?
I'm not sure. I think so. Maybe presenting. I don't know if performing.
Well, either way, you got to be up on stage. And the best way for you to be up stage is you, of course, picking up the Juno.
I hope so.
I'm crossing my fingers.
I'm absolutely crossing my fingers. I'm against one of the best, so I mean.
Yeah, but you might be going up against one of the best, but you are definitely considered one of the best because that's why you're up there.
Well, thank you.
Tour-wise, what's going to happen?
Tour-wise, I'm touring heavily in the U.S. I have done over 70 dates in the U.S. already.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been touring consecutively. And it's not really stopping anytime soon. So next stop is Chicago, Saturday. And Texas, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. Yeah, lots of new dates are coming.
Sounds like the dream's finally come true for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Absolutely. Much deserved.
Oh, thank you.
Website, Twitter, where do we go?
Mia Martina. MiaMartina.com. Twitter, Mia Martina.
Fantastic.
Fan page, Mia Martina.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much.